conversation. What is up, and welcome back to Radio Libre 2.0 on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Nick, and you just heard Marcia Baila by the duo Lerita Mitsoku, French group. who they formed in 1980. And this song you just heard was their debut single, which went to number 2 in the French singles chart in 1984. Crazy! That's kicking off today's show, and the theme is songs performed in other languages. What? This is a sequel episode to an episode that we did last fall, winter, about a year ago. And yeah, more music. I've been expanding my my palette, so it were, with music in other languages, because the language barrier should not stop you from listening to some great music. We have stuff like this, which is more poppy. There's more indie stuff, alternative stuff. There's more tech stuff. There's all these different genres that, you know, anyone can do from all over the world and can be appreciated in any language. So why shouldn't we appreciate the music? You know, when looking through songs for this show, a lot of it I'd actually already had saved in a couple playlists that I listen to pretty consistently, and so I started with that as a starting point to kind of see, oh, what music could I play, and like what stuff could I talk about. And the big thing that I wanted to focus on was just kind of teaching and introducing people who might not know these artists, introducing their themselves and who they are and what they do. So like I said, Lerita Mitsoku, the actual name originated from the lead singer and a meal that her and one of her childhood friends had eaten at a Japanese restaurant. And so that's how that name kind of took flight, which is really cool, which is really fun. The next group, the next artist who I'm gonna play for you guys, I had a little bit of trouble finding stuff on. It is a group called Isla Centeno. And the reason it's called that is because the two members, Lido de la Isla and Maria Centeno, took their last names, plomped them together. You got a duo. And yeah, so it's man and woman. And I'm going to be playing for you their song, Juego de Amor.
Pasas días sin responder. ¿En qué estarás pensando sin mí? Yo quisiera saber. Amor, no juguemos este juego. Amor, este juego de silencio.
Así no, yo no te puedo dar calor. quedas callada, no, no, yo no te puedo dar mi amor.
Let it
That was Kai Kai Kitan by Eve. What? Now, I did not find this song myself. This song was actually given to me by my girlfriend. Because if you are familiar, which I'm sure some of you are, that song is the theme song to the anime Jujutsu Kaisen, which my girlfriend recently got into and is now obsessed with, which is so fun because new stuff is so exciting. But Eve, the artist, he's been active since 2009. It's almost 10 years, a little over 10 years of activity. And he does all of his music predominantly independently, which he did all the way up until 2019. So since then, the first 10 years he'd worked independently, and then he signed to a label and he's doing stuff since then. He's actually done theme songs for other anime, including The Dark Knight, or sorry, the song is called The Dark Knight for the anime Dororo. And then he made a song called I Know Waltz for the anime Jose, the Tiger and the Fish. And he, oh, that's so cool. He made the theme song Fight Song for Chainsaw Man and Bokurano for My Hero Academia. So some of those anime I am familiar with. I don't watch anime. I mean, I haven't in a long time, but, I am familiar with those anime. So he's done good work with good for him. Very good for him. Japanese music is always so fun, and I like that very specific, like pop culture style. Very poppy, very clean. It's a very clean sound. So the next artist I have for you guys, we're going back to Spanish with two artists that collabed on this next song. We have Los Auténticos Decadentes, which is Spanish for The Authentic Decadence. They're an Argentinian ska band. And then Natalia Lafourcade. I definitely butchered that. My brain is so jumbled right now. But I'm looking at it and I realize I may have just pronounced it in French, like with a French accent. But I think it's Lafourcade. Lafourcade. I don't know. Now I sound Italian. I'm going to stop. She's a Mexican singer who performs many different genres. And she is a very successful singer in Latin America and has won tons of Grammys. So good for her. But the song that I have for you guys is, I really like this song. This was one of the first songs when I started looking for music with different things, in different languages. So yeah, I'm gonna shut up and let you hear it. Here is Golpes en el Corazón.
Embargo, me reclamo. mi madre discutía.
That was a song called Quand ça monte by the French artist Lucille, spelled L-U-C-I-L-L. Now, when I was doing my research, usually I could search up and they had a Wikipedia page and I can get a general little bit of info. This guy? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. The only thing I could find was a service similar to services that I've seen before called Tidal, which is an artist-first, fan-centered music streaming platform that distributes music globally. You just upload it, and that's how he's been uploading his music, Lucille. And I clicked on it and I found it, and he started in 2020 and he's released 3 EPs, and this song is from, I think, his first EP. So it's probably about 4 years old, but I found it on Apple Music. They have these different radio channels that you can choose that essentially auto-generates what music you listen to. And in the alternative and indie general, there's a bunch of options for different radio channels. And one of them is French indie. And so I clicked on that, and he was in the circulation of that. But yeah, there's like nothing about him on the internet. So yeah, you could say that I discovered him. No, I'm kidding. But I'm always happy to see smaller artists succeeding. That's just great in general. Yeah, I'm just happy that he's climbing the ladder, you know? And that ladder joke is a segue into our PSA about ladder safety. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Don't fall off your ladders, folks. That's a good thing to keep in mind. I think that's great. I definitely wouldn't back that statistic. I don't know how long we've had that statistic. Might be out of date. Might be more, might be less. I don't know. Well, back to the music. The next song I got for you guys is from a pretty well-known artist, Rao Alejandro. He is a Puerto Rican singer-rapper. He's been on the scene since, I think, 2014. It said that he started as a SoundCloud rapper. So here's the success of being a SoundCloud rapper. Good for him. Good for him. He moved to the States, and he lived in Miami and NYC, and was heavily influenced by the music there. The song I got for you guys is off of his album Vice Versa, and the song is called Todo de Ti.
1, 2, 3. El viento soba tu cabello. Me botan esos ojos bellos. Pueda elevar, me pones mal. Aceleras todos mis latidos. Es que me gusta todo de ti. De tu a tu parte, ¿cuál he sido? Es que me gusta todo de ti. Es que me gusta todo de ti. Es que me gusta todo.
que le llego a tono un call. El rapper me gusta ponerle en fall. El jogger large, la camisa small. Como la dieta keto, por ti me controlo y me quedo quieto. Aunque quiero comerte todo eso completo. De ese culo me volvió un teco. Micro, dosis, rola, oxi. De eso no solo había un glossy. Ya yo le di toda la posi.
Shampoo de coco. Ya me subale. Me vuelve loco desde el caco hasta los pedales.
Digo quiero despertar. Hacerlo después de fumar. Ya no tengo nada que buscar. Algo fuera de aquí. Tú combinas con el mar. Ese bikini se ve fenomenal. No hay gravedad que me pueda elevar. Me pones mal a mí.
I just
만족할 수가 있었어. 사랑이 사람만으로 완벽하기에 내 모든 약점들은 다 숨겨지기에 이루어지지 않는 꿈속에서 피울 수 없는 꽃을 키웠어.
That was Fake Love by BTS. I'm sure you've heard of BTS. What I didn't know is what BTS stood for. Well, the Korean is Bangtan Sonyeondan, which is translated to, or not translated to, but I think the English equivalent to what BTS stands for is the Bulletproof Boy Scouts. Or, no, that doesn't make sense. The Bulletproof Boy Scouts must be the translation. Their nickname is also the Bangtan Boys. And they're a boy band that's been around for over 10 years. They started in 2010. I'm sure if you're a fan, you know all their names. If you don't, they are Jin, Suga, J-Hope, RM, Jimin, V, and my boy Jungkook. Jungkook was the one who wrote and produced a good amount of their material. But of course, they all participated and they were all heavily involved in their production of themselves. They originally performed only in Korean, but then as they gained popularity in the US, they started releasing more English music and music with English in it. Like Fake Love had some English in it. Which is fun because it allows people to kind of sing along even though the song is mostly in Korean. And then, you know, they have like Butter, Dynamite, which are fully in English, which is super exciting. But yeah, if you haven't checked out K-pop, as I feel like it gets a bad rap sometimes, but I've enjoyed it. I like Blackpink. I've listened to a little bit of them. I've listened to BTS. The group that sings Cupid, I think they're called 2020. I don't want to butcher that. But yeah, there's some good K-pop music out there. Always interesting to dip your toe in the pool of music, a genre of music that you don't traditionally listen to. You won't know if you'll find something that you love. Or you'll realize, okay, now I know BTS. Or now I know that K-pop is not right for me, so I'm not gonna bother with it, which whatever floats your boat, you know. But music in general, you know, it brings everyone together. I know in the U.S. we have all these different singing performance competitions. You got American Idol, you got The Voice. Over in the U.K. you had like X Factor and stuff. But of course, I feel like the big one. The big singing competition is Eurovision. That's like the big one. I don't usually keep up with it. I feel like the last couple of years I kept up with it. Okay. But this last year, I feel like the end, the finals, I was in it. And I feel like it was mainly because of one guy who I think kind of consumed social media, TikTok at that point. And gained a lot of support, a lot of American support, because he just, I don't know, he was just attitude. He was a former YouTuber before he ended up getting selected to represent his country, the Netherlands, in the 2024 Eurovision Song Contest, which is so exciting. But of course, I'm talking about Joost Klein. Joost Klein sung his song, which I'm about to play for you, called Euro Papa. And he's released music before that, and he's released music since then. And he is a musician, he's a rapper, he's a singer, and he's done a lot, which is good for him. He didn't win. He actually ended up getting disqualified for a bunch of really shady stuff involving the Israel team. Because if you don't know about his past and something that he was pretty open about, this is both of his parents died by the time he was 13. His dad died to cancer and his mom died of cardiac arrest.
So by, and this is young, like this will tell you how young he is. By 2011, he was an orphan. And he was looked after by his older siblings, which is really good on them, but that's obviously really tough for all of them. And so I think the whole thing was he was mocked, or his dead parents, or his mom, but mother specifically, I think, was mocked, and he reacted. And the reaction was all that they saw, and so they quickly kicked him off. But I don't know anything in stone, but that was what was broadcasted through the stuff about everything happening. But he did, and long story short, I think he clashed with another country team, and he was promptly asked to leave. But the song still slaps, and here is that song, Europapa, that he sang at the 2024 Eurovision Song Contest.
Welkom in Europa, blijf hier tot ik dood ga. Europa, pa, Europa, pa. Welkom in Europa, blijf hier tot ik dood ga. Europa, pa, Europa, pa.
Bezoek mijn friends in France of neem de benen naar Wenen. Ik wil weg uit Netherlands, maar mijn paspoort is verdwenen. Heb gelukkig geen visum nodig om bij je te zijn. Dus neem de bus naar Polen of de trein naar Berlijn. Ik heb geen geld voor Paris, dus gebruik mijn fantasie. Heb je een eurotje, please, zeg merci en alsjeblieft. Ik ben echt alles kwijt, behalve de tijd. Dus ik ben elke dag op reis, want de wereld is van mij.
Welkom in Europa, blijf hier tot ik dood ga. Europa, pa, Europa, pa. Welkom in Europa, blijf hier tot ik dood ga. Europa, pa, Europa, pa. Europa, pa, 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 pa. Europa, pa, pa. Europa, pa, 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 pa. Europa.
Ik ben in Duitsland, aber ich bin so allein. Io sono in Italia, maar toch doet het pijn. Ben aan het vluchten van mezelf, roep de hele dag om help. Ja, ik geef zelfs mensen geld, maar er is niemand die me helpt. Ik hoef geen escargots, hoef geen vis en chips, hoef geen pael. Ja, no, ik weet niet eens echt wat dat is. Zet de radio aan, ik hoor Stromae met papa Ute. Zal niet stoppen tot ze zeggen ja, ja, dat doet hij goed, hé.
Welkom in Europa, blijf hier tot ik dood ga. Europa, pa, Europa, pa. Welkom in Europa, blijf hier tot ik dood ga. Europa, pa.
Voor altijd mijn helden. Aan het einde van de dag zijn we allemaal mensen. Mijn vader zei me ooit, het is een wereld zonder grenzen. Regen op het raam en ik stond huilend bij het venster. Veel te vroeg duister, het is winter in de lente. Ik mis je elke dag, is wat ik stiekempjes fluister. Zie je nou wel, pa? Ik heb naar je geluisterd.
Ça fait très très longtemps que j'y pense à comment se mettre bien. Moi j'ai pas ton élan. N'écoute jamais les ondits, ceux qui jactent n'ont pas vu la vie au travers de ton monde. J'ai beau parler dans leur langue, mais faut croire qu'ils n'entendent que le langage de la violence. Je me faufile en balle sans les mains, tu m'as pas vu bégayer quand fallait passer le lent. Sans caracher quand t'as négro, j'ai choisi mes modèles, c'est fiable comme un moteur allemand. Nindé sans cara, sans chicot, oui je fais qu'écro bien plus que les grands de tes grands. J'étais ma paille, ils sont pas concentrés. J'attends pas la passe, ils peuvent pas s'entrer. Je bon, tout me parle pas de pas années. On n'est pas venu ici pour se pavaner. Remballe ta CG, mais cessez. Je tourne la poignée, je froisse le temps. Je roule comme si quelqu'un m'attend. Puis je cale pétard entre mes dents. Bah ouais, bah ouais. Je sors la bécane. Je fous la peur. Je m'en bats les couilles, c'est dangereux sa mère. Je vois que t'es pas au départ ou en fer. La bécane crie et je sors de l'enfer. Sur un gros fer. La craide a focalisé. La haine que je ressens dans mes pensées. Dans ce business balisé. Ah ouais. Chant la bécani. Cani. Ouh. Et chant la bécani.
That was Bekane, a color show by Yame, who is a French Cameroonian artist. That was a big song that blew up from a specific performance that he did on a show called The Color Show. That song he ended up helping him win Best Male Newcomer at this French awards called the Victoire de la Musique Awards in February of this year. He's very talented. His name, Yame, means the verb in a language that I don't know. But yeah, he's very versatile. A big thing about why he blew up was in the video of him performing on The Color Show. He's standing at a drop down mic and he's singing, and when he enunciates, he over enunciates and really, really stretches the limits of his mouth in order to produce the desired sound. And a lot of people were flaming him in the comment sections going, oh my goodness, this guy's a goofy. Like, this guy looks so goofy. He also is missing his two front teeth. And so the means in which he's able to manipulate his face to produce the notes that you heard in the song and the sound that you heard in the song is really phenomenal. And I think it's really cool because, like, people talk about, like, Freddie Mercury and he had extra teeth and that's why his range was so big and all that stuff. I think taking advantage of specialities, physical specialities that you may have in order to produce better music. And then on top of that, Yame is very good at mixing his own instruments from a home studio. because his dad was a Senegalese musician, and so he grew up musically and was able to do that, which is just really good because it's a great song, and I should check out more of his music. He's released what? He's released one album, a couple mixtapes, and then a handful of singles. So he's on his way to being even bigger than he already is, which is great for him. Now I got one more song for you guys. I know this episode was filled mainly with music that I feel like it would be more unlikely for you to not know. But this one I'm sure you know. The artist is a South Korean rapper. The music video for this song blew up with a very, very fun dance that is still being done to this day. It's been replicated millions of times, and he, what else has he done? I know also that he bought or created a production company, which, ended up, what was it? He had a production company, and the production company made, I'm pretty sure, this animated movie called The Nut Job. Let me look it up real quick. The Nut Job. Because I remember seeing The Nut Job, and then in the credits, also The Nut Job is an truly awful movie. And now I'm looking at the cast, and I'm shocked. Will Arnett, Katherine Heigl, Liam Neeson, Brendan Fraser, Maya Rudolph, Gabriel Iglesias. Oh my goodness. This makes me so mad that I hate this movie. But going back before my tangent goes too awry, I'm talking about Psy. And what is Psy known for? He's known for the one, the only. It's a Gangnam Style.
Oppa Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style. 낮에는 따사로운 인간적인 여자 커피 한 잔에 여유를 아는 품격 있는 여자 밤이 오면 심장이 뜨거워지는 여자 그런 반전 있는 여자 너는 선호해 낮에는 너만큼 따사로운 그런 선호해 커피 식기도 전에 원샷 때리는 선호해 밤이 오면 심장이 터져버리는 선호해 그런 선호해 오빤 강남 스타일 강남 스타일 오빤 강남 스타일 강남 스타일 오빤 강남 스타일 이때다 싶으면 묶었던 머리 푸는 여자 가렸지만 웬만한 노출보다 야한 여자 그런 감각적인 여자 나는 선호해 점잖아 보이지만 놀 땐 노는 선호해 내가 되면 완전 미쳐버리는 선호해 근육보다 사상이 울퉁불퉁한 선호해 그런 선호해 오빤 강남 스타일 강남 스타일
오빤 강남 스타. 강남 스타. 오빤 강남 스타. Baby, 나는 뭘 좀 아는 놈. 뛰는 놈, 그 위에 나는 놈. Baby, baby, 나는 뭘 좀 아는 놈. You know what I'm saying? 오빤 강남 스타일.
Oppa Gangnam Style.
What? Oh my goodness, that song brings me back. Oh my gosh, I am so hyped right now hearing that song again. But yeah, even songs like that, that made the mainstream. That was mainstream. I mean, it was a Korean song, but it blew up, and that's all that matters. Okay, that's all for today. If you liked what you heard on the show, Radio Libre 2.0's complete chronological music catalog can be found on Apple Music. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, and this has been Radio Libre 2.0, wishing you a great Tuesday. If you haven't done so, go vote. They canceled class tomorrow, so you shouldn't have any conflicts. Go vote. It's your civil duty, as it were. Next week, we got Veterans Day, and we got a fun show planned for next week, which will be very fun. I've been catering it just as a general.